All right, board members, we are back. Let's go ahead and get started here. We are on R277-605. If you'll remember, this is the coaching standards and athletic clinics. There were several motions that came through here. So I'm trying to remember if we have... Can you pull that up for us? We have seven board members, and one looks like she's on her way out. I'm going to go grab another one. Okay, I'm going to go grab one more so we have a quorum. Okay, we are ready to start. We have a quorum here. Kelsey is going to give us our context to put us back to where we need to be. Go ahead, Kelsey.
Thank you, Chair. Kelsey James, Board Communications Coordinator. Board members, just so I can orient you to where we're at, where we're picking off from yesterday, we're starting with R277-605, Coaching Standards in Athletic Clinics Amendment and Continuation. The ultimate underlying motion that came out of committee was to continue and approve Draft 2 on second and final reading. There were no member Carey proposed a motion to amend to insert this new subsection 6. There were a couple amendments to his amendment which passed. So the current motion on the table is this motion to amend adding this new subsection 6. That is where we are going to pick up from. Thank you.
Member Bogus, go ahead.
I have a substitute motion.
Okay, that's in order.
So I move that the board continue and approved draft 2 of 605 on final reading and direct staff to bring a new rule in August to address the background check, safety plan, and reintegration plan concerns that have been cited in this board meeting. It's in the backup document. It's been sent.
Let me make sure we're...
It's not this motion.
I had sent in a potential motion. That was mine. Member Bogus? Okay.
So, Director Rasmussen put it in the backup document. I'm not certain where it's at.
This right here?
Yes. Yeah. That is the one that we discussed, yes.
This motion before us is your substitute motion, is that correct?
Yes.
And that is that the committee continue and approve...
No, that the board.
That the board continue and approve draft 2 on final reading and direct staff to bring a new rule to committee in August to address background check and student safety and reintegration plan concerns. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do we have a second? Okay, speak to that.
Thank you. So in my time with staff and the superintendent and looking at all of this, the language Member Carey is proposing is excellent. It's actually good and it's much needed, but this is not the rule for it. In fact, where it's suggested to be put in, it's training. And so we're requiring a background check in a training section, and then I thought, well, we would just create a new section, and then I looked at the heading of the rule, and it just doesn't belong in this rule. And some of the motions that I was going to move, they don't belong in this rule either. And my conversations with staff said, basically, we need to continue this. That's something that needs to be done for administrative rules. And we need to address these other concerns. All of them are important. All of them are necessary. And we need to probably bring a new rule and any other rules related to these things so that we can address this in August. And so with that, I would put it forward to the body for debate. Thank you.
Member Lear.
I do support this motion, and I'd ask if, as staff does this, that they would contact the UHSAA, not just look at the website, but contact UHSAA and see what training, protections, checks, materials, procedures that coaches and other activity leaders are required to go through so that we, I don't know if I want to say limit the duplication, but we're at least coordinating with a partner that does excellent work and has a database of all this material, and we could look to ease our load a bit if we would look at what exists and how they monitor it, which is much better than most of the monitoring we have here. Thanks.
Member Kelly.
While I respect the request for feedback from the UHSAA, the UHSAA really doesn't govern trips. And so when it comes to policy regarding trips, I don't see that the UHSAA would have training and or policy in place concerning trips. And so that would be my only concern. I don't see that there would be a problem in approaching them and seeing what policies and procedures they do have in place. But I think on this issue, this is going to be more of an LEA issue when it comes to trips, because, you know, just, yeah.
Member Earl?
Just a question. We're going to do a whole new rule just to address that component. Is that the intent?
It sounds like there's a couple things that need addressed if they're not addressed in rule already, and that's in here. It's background checks, student safety, and then a reintegration plan concern.
But are we putting that into a new rule? Yes?
Yeah, yes. New rule.
If I can, so yes.
New rule. Additional rule.
Elise is working on something else, but as I get her attention, she can help me with this answer. The legislature in the past 2 years has passed so much regarding student reintegration plans and related information that it is past time to put that into a separate rule. Yeah, and would you, Dr. Newey, would you just kind of give a little bit more information than just that? This was actually her recommendation. Well, my recommendation, too. I'm not putting it all on her, but
thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, the last couple of years, we've had a lot of legislation related to school safety having to do with student safety plans and reintegration plans, and because they were kind of one-offs and small, we decided not to do rules for them and to just reference code and to allow schools to reference the code. But we're getting so many now, and it's becoming connected to so many other things that it may be time to just do a rule. And this would be an excellent place to also address some of these concerns about where students traveling and high-risk situations for students in these situations.
Thank you. Member Lear, does that satisfy your question? Okay.
Previous remark.
Go ahead.
That's okay. So, partly to Member Kelly's point, UHSA doesn't govern trips, but if activity leaders and coaches accompany students on these trips, it does govern their behavior and their appropriateness to be involved with that. So, it may turn out to be extraneous to what you want to do, but I would suggest, to the extent a new rule or this rule involves qualifications for personnel, you ought to at least know what UHSA does for those who are registered as coaches and activity leaders. Keep in mind, music leaders, drama leaders, debate leaders, a very broad swath of the teachers in our schools. So there is something to be learned from there, what they already do, and see if it intersects.
Okay, so the motion before us is that the board continue and approve draft two on final reading and direct staff to bring a new rule to committee in August to address background check and student safety and reintegration plan concerns. Let's vote. Okay, that passes unanimously. Let's move on to our next agenda item. This is agenda item R2, or I don't know the agenda item, but it's R277-407. Kelsey, are you going to provide context on that one as well? Member Bogus.
I don't see anything moved over to today. So if people can just remind me what section in yesterday's agenda I'm looking at. I don't see this moved over to today's unfinished business, and I just need to know where I'm looking.
This 407 looks like it's agenda item 3.11 from yesterday.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Chair.
Can we pause on this one? We're hoping to get some help here, and so we're going to bump this one to the next. So let's tackle the contract. Scott, are you okay if we do that? So let's pause on 407 for a second and move into the contract, which is 11.1.4, Safe and Sound, a Sandy Hook Initiative, Inc., DBA Safe and Sound Schools. And we need to address this one here. There is no – was there a motion on this one?
This was the motion that was made.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the motion was made by Member Earle and seconded by Member Hymas that the board approved the contract 11.1.4 Safe and Sound Sandy Hook Initiative, Inc., DBA Safe and Sound Schools. There were some discussion on that that seemed to be ongoing, and so we decided to push that until today's agenda. So that motion is before us currently. Are there any additional questions that the board members have? There were some questions, and we have Chantel Cota with us. Do you want to speak to this, Chantel, and then we'll take a vote if that's okay.
Yes, thank you so much. Chantel Cota, Director of School Safety and Student Services with Utah State Board of Education. This contract is meant to support the training for school safety. Back in fall, you all agreed to add avoid, deny, defend, and aid to R277-400. What that did is it aligned with the standard response protocol and other training drills that schools will engage in to ensure that their students are safe. This avoid deny contract is a way to provide optional training for LEAs who want to learn how to engage with this process in their school. The reason we went out to contract is we don't have the capacity or training with our staff here. In fact, we are being trained in this as well. This provider, we put on our RFP, the provider that was selected, not only is well-versed in this protocol, we've trained other states, but they've also created a protocol that is student-friendly and that uses student language to help students to be able to learn and carry this out as well.
Okay. Thank you. Member Bogus.
Thank you, sir. So as I was cogitating last night and got home, my question when I was thinking back and reflecting was, we do this and it's optional, but this is a lot of money to spend if nobody takes us up on this. Do we have any speculation as to how many schools or LEAs or individuals would be trained through this contract?
Yes, thank you for that question. We haven't sent out a survey or formalized any type of feedback, but we can share that we have monthly webinars and we send out a monthly newsletter that generates a lot of emails to us. So through informal requisition, we've had several LEAs, superintendents, teachers, school safety and security specialists asking, how are we supposed to implement this? Where is the training? What do we do? So it came through informal request of that nature, Member Bogus.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I really do appreciate that response. How many schools do we think, how many LEAs?
I don't have a hard number for you, but I would say if I were to estimate, we've had a high number. I would say over 50% for sure. We've had so many.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Vice Chair Ballinger.
Thank you, Chair. Director Cota, thanks for being here to help answer our questions. So my understanding is we have required the training to have, not this specific training, but training on avoid, deny, defend is now required by USBE in our own rule. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's R277-400-6 for your reference.
Okay, thank you. So we have required it. So this is a way for us to provide the extra support instead of just making districts create and making sure that it's more consistent in the state and making sure that statewide we're consistent with our safety protocols.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion before us is that the board approve item 11.1.4, Safe and Sound Sandy Hook Initiative, Inc., DBA, Safe and Sound Schools. Let's go ahead and vote. That motion passes 10 in favor, 2 abstentions, those coming from Member Kelly and Member Bogus. Okay, now let's move to R277-407. Thank you, Director Cota and Scott. Thank you. Yeah, good job. 3.11. It's R277-407. It should be agenda item 3.11 from yesterday. Wait, 11. Kelsey, please.
Thank you, Chair. This is R277-407, school fees for amendment and continuation. The motion that came out of committee was to approve 407 school fees draft 1 on second and final reading. There was some concerns brought up by the AAGs about whether the statute that spurred on the updates to this rule was in conflict with a permanent injunction on school fees from a 1994 case brought against USBE. So if you have specific questions for them, I believe AAG Cooper is available to answer those questions or to provide further context, but currently, the only motion on the floor is that motion that came out of committee.
Okay. Member Davis?
I just am making sure that this motion in front of us, maybe Deputy Superintendent Newey, is this the motion that aligns with the code solely? Thank you. I'll just give a little bit of background. We have an issue with our school fees rule because we need to update it to code, but the code is in conflict with the permanent injunction. So in talking with our AAGs, they said either way, you're breaking the law. So that's the problem. But they suggested that maybe the best thing to move forward today is just to take out any extra language and just put the code in these places and then seek a legislative request for the legislature to align the code with the permanent injunction or come up with a solution. Okay. I move to strike the definition for action plan on line 30 and also amend lines 472 to 477 to read LEA fee waiver policies shall comply with 53G-7-504 and also strike line 498-502.
Okay, the motion's been stated. Do we have a second? Seconded. Do you want to speak to it, Member Davis?
I would just like to add also that there's some confusion around the trips because it says that there's these two trips. You can take one trip and then you have to do these things for the second trip. But then it exempts in the language and code is if it's an activity with through an association that governs athletics. So I called the bill sponsor and asked if the intent was that only athletics are exempt or if, for example, orchestra festivals and such, also through Utah High School Activities Association, are also exempt. And he said the athletics are exempt and the festivals are exempt. But I think that needs to be also probably clarified in code. So I'll just say that I don't know if I need to make a second motion for the code clarity after we pass this one for the policy request. So we could pass this first, and then I could make a request for staff to work with the legislature to not only align legalities, but also to clarify that piece where the athletics is put in to include the festivals, et cetera. And also, I asked if it also includes festivals like FFA and DECA and such, and he said no. So I think that needs to be clarified also because I think it can get confusing for LEAs.
Member Lear?
And I'm assuming you'll be following up with the sponsor. Or
if this passes, I'll let him know that our staff will be reaching out.
I think that we need to look at that whole broad range, not just orchestras, but debate meets and everything that UHSAA governs.
Yes, agreed.
Thanks.
Okay, so the motion before the board is to strike the definition for action plan on line 30 and also amend lines 472 to 477 to read LEA fee waiver policies shall comply with section 53G-7-504 and also strike lines 498 to 502. Let's vote. Okay, the motion passes, 11 in favor, 1 abstention, that coming from Member Bogus. Member Longacre? Your light came on, that's why. Okay. Member Davis, you mentioned that you had an additional motion.
I move that the board direct staff to work with the legislature to...
There's a potential motion on the screen. I don't know if that aligns.
Yeah, I probably let me read it. Yes, I move that the board directs. I'm going to add a little bit more to the end of the word law, and that's going to be and add clarity around association related trips for athletics and festivals and activities, athletics and activities.
Do you want to reference the plural conjunction?
They suggested not to. Did you suggest not to reference the permanent injunction? Oh, in this.
In the motion.
In the request for the legislature to a line, do we need to reference the permanent injunction?
Other law, I think.
Other law, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Is this your motion then?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read it because it was kind of choppy, if that's okay.
Yes.
As we were formulating it. Mm-hmm. The motion from Member Davis is to direct staff to prepare a policy request to work with the legislator to align school fee state code with other law and add clarity around association-related trips for athletics and activities. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Do you want to speak to that, Member Davis?
I think I have already.
Okay. Seeing no lights, let's vote. Okay, that passes unanimously. So those are the motions for 407. We need to come back to the underlying motion, and that is that, let me see here. The second motion was we're going to direct staff. We need to approve the rule as amended. And, of course, we'll see this come back as we get some more clarity. But so the motion before the board is that the board continue and approve R277-407 school fees draft 1 as amended on second and final reading. Seeing no additional lights, let's vote. That passes unanimously. Okay, board members, that brings us to our next agenda item, which is going to be executive session. So let's take a couple minutes. Get things set up and start kicking people out of the room. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. I'm just anxious to get moving. I know. So I'm seeking a motion then that the board go into executive session for the purpose of discussing any of the following: a person's character, competence, or health, pending or imminent litigation.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Let's do a voice vote or a roll call vote. Member Bogus?
Yes.
Is yes. Member Booth? Is yes. Member Bollinger?
Yes.
Yes. Member Brinton?
Yes.
Is yes. Member Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Member Earl?
Yes.
Is yes. Member Green is absent. Member Hall is absent. Member Kelly?
Yes.
Is yes. Member Carey?
Yeah, I had my light on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll defer to the parliamentarian. I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but I want to make a motion before we enter executive session.
Well, we better do it now before we...
Enter into executive session. Yeah, and my motion would be that it's my understanding we have an auditor here, both from the board and from OLAG, and my motion would be that they be present for all aspects of executive session.
Okay. So I've got myself into a pickle here. I'm gonna back up here. We're in the middle of a motion, right? And so I'm not sure what to do here.
Chair, I can make the same motion once we're in executive session. We would just need to come out to vote.
We'd have
so
to come out.
I'm happy to withdraw. Well, it's been second bonus to the body, but if that would help, I'm happy to do that. I was just trying to...
I just feel bad that I missed the light. I was just...
I should have said something verbally, but...
sake of time. I'm going to finish this here, because, again, I've got the motion. We're halfway through voting.
I think you as the chair can just make a
little... Can I do that? Yeah. Is that okay? Can I usurp or use my power here? Okay. Now I feel... Yeah, goodness. Okay. Well, let's do that then. Let's respect... the attempted motion here. So you're saying, and we'll reset on this going into executive session because it's not really a debatable thing. That's why I don't feel too bad. Yeah. So, well, let's rewind here for a second. Member Carey, put your motion again. Say that one more time.
Yeah. So my motion is that we have two auditors who, it's my understanding, will be present during an executive session. My motion is that they be able to remain in executive session from the start to finish.
Okay. So there's a motion that the auditors that are joining for the typically would be the UPAC portion. The motion is to invite them to stay for the entirety of the executive session.
Yes.
Is there a second to this? There's a second. Go ahead, Member Carey, to speak to that.
No, it's just that last time we met, it's my understanding that they were precluded and prevented from attending a portion of executive session, even though I believe the materials covered in the portion that they were excused from covered issues relevant to their audits. And it's also my understanding that even if they're excluded from executive session, state law requires that they have access to the recording of what's in executive session. So then I said, okay, well, that's fine. But then I learned that we don't record everything in executive session. So really the only way for them to have access to relevant areas covered in executive session is if they are not invited or told that they cannot participate. That's the reason for the motion. If we recorded everything, it wouldn't be an issue, but it's my understanding we don't do that. And because of that, the only way for them to gather this data is to be present. Thank you.
Okay. So the motion is to invite the two members of OLAG to remain or to join the entire closed session.
Well, one is OLAG, and the other is Debbie Davis from our phone.
Just one from you. I knew you were going to lose your friend, but I thought you were bringing somebody else. Sorry, now I'm talking to the audience here. Kevin's here. He counts as two. Okay. Member Davis.
Oh, I just didn't know if this was needed. I don't remember. I'm remembering wrong. I don't remember them being asked to leave, so I...
We did. Last time, we kept them for just a portion of it, so...
There was concern about attorney-client privilege in particular.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and vote. I don't see any additional lights. Let's go ahead and vote. And again, the motion is before us that the board permit the auditors to remain in the executive session for all portions of the session. So let's vote. Okay, that passes 11 in favor, 1 opposed, and that's from Member Davis. So, Member Davis, your light is on. Okay. I don't see any additional lights. I'm going to make sure. Okay. I'm seeking a motion.
I've moved it to go into executive session for all the purposes stated.
That's the motion I was seeking. And it's seconded. Okay. Member Bogus.
Yes.
Is yes. Member Booth. Is a yes. Member Bollinger?
Yes.
Yes. Member Brenton?
Yes.
Yes. Member Davis?
Yes.
Is a yes. Member Earl?
Yes.
Is a yes. Member Kelly?
Yes.
Yes. Member Carey?
Yes.
Is a yes. Member Longacre?
Yes.
Member is a yes. Member Lear?
Yes.
Is a yes. And Member Wood?
Yes.
Is a yes. And I'm a yes. That passes unanimously with 3 absent. Thank you. Let's take a couple minutes and get into executive session. Welcome back, board members. Let's... I'm seeking a motion to come out of executive. Do we have a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. With that, let's do our items here. Member Bogus, if you will. Member Carey on the ready. Do we have any online, though? So, board members, let me have your attention for just a second. Our voting system, Kelsey's not here to type that up, and so to move things along, we're going to do a yay. There's nobody online, so if there's any opposed, then you can say you're opposed, and I'll get your name for the record. Otherwise, it will we'll go through that process, okay? So we're not going to do the voting. I'll say all in favor. Okay, just so you're aware. Go ahead, Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board approve the UPAC consent calendar.
Second.
The motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously.
I move that the board adopt the entire findings in the reinstatement hearing report dated May 4, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the Utah educator license be reinstated in case number 22-1918.
Second.
The motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you, sir. As to case number 24-2144, I move that the educator receive a reprimand for not less than 2 years from the date of the educator's license was originally flagged.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Thank you. The motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I abstain.
One abstention. So we have 13 or 11 in favor, one abstention coming from Member Boggess. Back to you, Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the entire findings in the reinstatement hearing report dated May 12, 2026, and the recommendation that the educator's license be reinstated in case number 24-2145.
Second.
The motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
That passes 11 in favor, one abstention coming from Member Davis. Member Boggess, back to you.
I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated April 29, 2026. I'm sorry.
Apologies. I kept saying 11. I thought there was 12. I said 11 and then 1 and then I thought, I don't even know if that's true. So I had to recount. Apologies. Will you start over?
No, it's all good. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated April 29, 2026, and the recommendation that the educator's license be suspended for not less than 6 months in case number 25-2190.
Second.
The motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you, sir. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated May 1, 2026, and the recommendation that the educator receive a reprimand for not less than 2 years from the date the educator's license was originally flagged, February 14, 2025, in case number 25-2202.
Second.
That motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's passed unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you, sir. I move that the board adopt the order of default and findings dated March 20, 2026, and the recommendation that the educator's license be revoked in case number 25-2218.
Second.
The motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated May 22, 2026, and UPAC's recommendation that the Utah educator's license be suspended for not less than 1 year in case number 25-2219.
Second.
Motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
I move that the board... adopt the consent to discipline dated May 19, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator receive a reprimand for not less than 2 years from the date the educator's license was originally flagged in case number 25-2220.
Second.
Motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Say aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated April 24, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator's license be suspended for not less than 2 years in case number 25-2294.
Second.
The motions have been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the hearing report dated May 5, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator's license be suspended for not less than 3 years, 7 months, in case number 25-2301.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated May 21, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator receive a reprimand for not less than 2 years from the date the educator's license was originally flagged in case number 252315.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated May 19, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator receive a reprimand for not less than 2 years from the date the educator's license was originally flagged in case number 25-2334.
Second.
The motion has been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the consent to discipline dated May 19, 2026, and the UPAC recommendation that the educator's license be suspended for not less than 1 year in case number 25-2370.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the UPAC recommendation that the educator receive a letter of education in case number 26-2379.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Back to you.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt the petition for voluntary surrender of license with investigation pending dated May 4, 2026, and that the board accept the voluntary surrender of the educator's license in case number 26-2388.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Member Boggess.
Thank you. I move that the board appoint the following individuals to the Science of Reading panel: Douglas Peterson, Marcy Hausman, Christy Austin, Louisa Motes, Catherine O'Donnell, and Antonio A. Ferrero.
Second.
Motion's been stated and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Me.
Okay, that passes 11 in favor, 1 opposed. That comes from Member Boggess. Thank you. Back to you, Member Boggess.
Thank you, sir. I move that the board appoint the following individuals to the Student Advisory Committee. In District 15, Jonah Vincent. District 2, Scarlett Solomon. District 10, Layla Hicks. District 4, Henry Long. And District 12, Raquel Young.
I didn't hear District 2.
Scarlett Solomon.
Oh, thank you. Second.
The motion has been stated. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Back to you, Chair or Member Boggess.
Thank you. I do believe that finishes our business.
Okay. Board members, it's still light outside if you want to make a final motion.
I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn?
Second.
Second. You got your light on, yeah. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you. All right.